Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Welcome back to our Consistency 365 series, where we are doing a short episode in between our typical longer Monday and Saturday episodes, all about breaking the pattern of delay and excuse and justification for the sake of creating consistency. A lot of times we overlook the very simple fact that when we say, I'll start tomorrow, or when we say, this one thing won't hurt, or I'm too tired, we are saying, I choose to be inconsistent. I know that change and success and results require consistency, but I'm going to give myself a pass. And while I'm going to call it this thing, tired, stressed, overwhelmed, apathetic, what it really is being somebody who gives myself permission to say no to consistency. The other day, I was scrolling through Instagram and a colleague of mine was promoting a program where she said, you know, like, you're going to blow your mind every day. And I point that out because my response to that was something that I do very often in turning an idea into a question, which then allows me to put it into practice more easily. When I saw this, I don't even remember what it was, but basically she was promoting a month-long program and marketing it as you're going to blow your mind every day. I turned it into the question, what would it look like to blow my mind today? If I blew my mind with how I show up, how the day went, how I behaved as I went through the day, what would that look like? Now, here's the key. You can't just gloss over it and be really general. In order for this pattern of turning things that could otherwise be a nothing into something that spurs you into meaningful action, you have to be specific. What would it look like? How would today be different? What would I do? What would I not do? Choice by choice, step by step, thought by thought, reaction by reaction, what would it look like if I went to bed tonight going like, I crushed it. I blew my mind. I exceeded my own expectations. Now, this next question I ask myself is the difference maker. What would it feel like? Now that I have specificity on what it would look like, what would that feel like? So I'll give you just a couple of examples from my own life that very well might not mean anything at all to you because blowing our own minds is very specific to our priorities and our obligations and our goals. But if I said, like, if I blew my mind today, it would be being fully present with my kids, not being on my phone when I'm with them, eating super clean, which for me, and I would be very specific about this, would be basically meat and non-starchy vegetables, drinking a lot of water, not having more than 2 cups of coffee, walking, getting in a great weight training workout, staying on top of things around the house, like not going to bed with the kitchen kind of still in some state of disarray, getting the laundry done, like all of these things. And then I say, what would it feel like? Because anybody has the ability to say, it would be great to do all of these things. But we fail to execute because there's nothing really driving that. But when you say, like, what would it feel like? Then it has the power to become worth it. Worth it to step outside of your comfort zone. Worth it to put in more effort. Worth it to say no to the things that you might otherwise say yes to. What would it feel like? If you made today a great day, what would that feel like? And can you carry that clarity with you throughout the day, especially in the moments where you don't want to do it? What would it feel like to lay in bed tonight and know that you crushed it in this area or that area or all of the areas? What would it look like? What would it feel like? And then you have to carry that with you throughout the day. It can't be something that you just think of at 8 a.m. and then expect you're still executing against it 8 p.m. It's not going to happen that way. If you want support in staying anchored to these thoughts and these ideas and these priorities and these standards of execution, consider getting yourself the support. Guys, we're halfway through the year 2023, and I don't want you to get to the next half and think, once again, here we are going into a new year and I didn't get done the things I wanted to do. The time is going to fly and it's worth it to show up for yourself. It is worth it to do the work. It is worth it to be uncomfortable. So I just want to invite you into the consistency course if that speaks to you. Please know that this summer we are going all in. I'm doing lives weekly instead of twice a month. And at the end of this summer, this time where we're really leaning in, the price of the consistency course is going up and it's for life, right? Your access is for life. So this really is the best time. It doesn't expire. You go at your own pace. The link is in the show description. If you have questions, let me know. We'll see you tomorrow.